USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunther. Federal agents are at a southeast Texas home after over 90 possible human smuggling victims were discovered inside. Houston Assistant Police Chief Darren Edwards says officers were extremely surprised to find dozens of people inside a two-story house in the city.
They basically, are in there in their basic clothing. And all huddled together. So that's what we saw when we got in.
They were originally called to the scene after getting a 911 call about a potential kidnapping last night. Investigators are trying to figure out if any potential suspects may be posing as victims. No serious injuries were reported, but Edwards noted some of the people were showing coronavirus symptoms. President Biden visited Philadelphia on Friday to stump for his newly proposed infrastructure bill. He spoke at the 30th Street Station celebrating Amtrak's 50th year of service. Amtrak announced after the speech it would be expanding service and adding trains on existing routes. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Defense Department said they've canceled border wall construction projects that were being paid for with funds that were originally designed for the military. USA's Wendy King reports.
The announcement comes in the wake of an executive order that President Biden signed in February, ending a national emergency declaration at the border, which was put in place by former President Trump. Biden also signed an order in January halting all construction at the border. Trump declared the emergency in February 2019 in order to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department to the Department of Homeland Security for the border wall construction. The Pentagon said that with the cancellation, it will divert the funds to be used for deferred military construction projects. This allows some of the critical efforts to move forward as soon as possible. Overall, the Trump administration built approximately 450 miles of the wall. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Find us on the web at usaradio.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The White House is looking towards sending kids back to in-class learning. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden believes schools should be open for 5-day-a-week in-person learning in the fall, despite the fact that children likely will not be vaccinated by then. Biden telling NBC's Today Show,
based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these young people.
Teachers' unions, mainly those in major coastal cities, have resisted reopening schools for much of the 2020-2021 school year, refusing to return teachers to classrooms until a variety of demands, some of which are not directly related to COVID, have been met. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A sharp-eyed TV reporter actually found the escaped fugitive in Atlanta, as we hear from USA's Lance Pry.
An Arizona murder suspect who escaped from deputies Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia, at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, is back in custody after being spotted by a television news reporter. Jason Carlos Strover was seen by Channel 2 Action News dipping into some bushes in the College Park area. They called police, and Strover was quickly surrounded and taken into custody. Mr. Strover was being transported to Phoenix to face a murder charge when he escaped. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.